it really was an extraordinary moment when I thought when I realized that the mob, the terrorists, had made their way into the Capitol. I never in a million years imagined that that would have ever happened. Number one, that there would ever be an attempt by American citizens to do that. But number two, that it would be so easy to breach. When they whisked the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader off of the floor and locked us in, I knew we were in trouble, and I could hear the mob outside. When Capitol Police took the microphone the first time, they told us to stay down. They then told us that the mob had made its way to Statuary Hall and that they had to use tear gas. And so they instructed us to look under our seats to find the package that had our gas masks. And there was just then this mad rush as we could hear the crowd outside the doors, a mad rush to rip open the packaging and to figure out how a gas mask would work, how to put it on, how to operate it. And thankfully, my wonderful colleague, Jason Crow, who was an Army Ranger, was instructing us how to put it on. And so I took off my mask, my COVID mask, in order to put my gas mask on. And then Capitol Police yelled, "Don't put it on yet. You know, you want to wait until the last possible moment." There was just all of us, just hurrying to try to get the gas mask opened. And the doors that lead to the lobby are wooden doors that have a glass. The top half has a glass opening, and so we were all crouched down because they kept telling us to get down because the terrorists had weapons, and we were crouched down and we're trying to make our way to the other side of the gallery. And when we got to the other side of the gallery, they yelled, "Get down." And it was clear that the doors were about to be breached. And Capitol Police moved a large piece of furniture in front of these very two thin doors. I mean, it's a narrow doorway. And it's amazing that they didn't break through before. But they began, then the mob began breaking the glass on the door, and Capitol Police, from my vantage point, I could see very clearly Capitol Police had their guns out, were pointed out the door, and were yelling at them to get away from the door, to put their weapons down. And I could hear them pounding, and then I heard shots. And I did in that moment think that those doors were going to be breached and that gunmen would come in while we were locked inside. A couple minutes later, we heard a banging on the doors behind us in the gallery, and Capitol Police kept yelling, "Who is it? Who is it?" And I was yelling, "Don't open that door. Please don't open. Please don't open." And finally, one of them was able to make out what the person on the other side of the door said, and it was Capitol Police. "It's clear. Get them out."
You did describe this attack as a terrorist attack. Who do you hold responsible? And we have had this drumbeat of hatred and extremism for several years now, and we've experienced
Donald Trump and his enablers are directly responsible for this. This is the natural conclusion to what they have created.